It wasn't until we got some of the tents up in Glamorgan on the coast, what I still remember as being sort of between the land and the sea and between the earth and the sky. And that was our site. That was our space. And of course, that presents its own challenges in terms of how to serve up sound, because there's nothing for it to resonate with. More than once, the tents were blown away. They were very difficult conditions, and there was a lot of rain. And of course, the sea was constantly there, and the wind was constantly there. But it would lift and die. And so very early on in that experience, I realized that there was only one way to respond to this. That was to embrace it. You couldn't fight it. There was no point in denying it. So that really, really helped me. And the idea to that point in time, all the conversations were about love poetry. One of the challenges was for me to find a way to deliver that, to share it. And of course, we had begun with some idea about it being a very intimate experience, where those who would come would listen into the tents. But actually, when we tried that out, we weren't very taken with it. It was as if somehow or other we were eavesdropping. Something about that just didn't feel quite right, certainly to me. And anyway, once we were outdoors, you couldn't do that because the elements were against you. I didn't use any recordings of the sea at all. I created a sense of waves. I did it by using a recording that I made in Cork, actually, in an old factory. I found these conveyor belts, which were rollers, and I recorded those. And then, of course, I manipulated them to make them sound like waves. There was something as well about the sounds of night. So for Deborah, for example, the sounds of night were breathing. So I used a lot of breathing sounds. So as the tents are glowing, and surrounded by darkness, and then you know that you feel the presence of the sea, something about the combination of breath and of wave, and then certain kind of sounds like the sound of sonar. So something that gives a sense of searching or longing or distance. I use the sound of a whale, for example. All of these things, which I would never, ever, it never would have occurred to me to use them in the context of love poetry. So there's something about then creating this sort of sonic space, which is of that place, which holds the poetry and sort of gives it life and holds it up. That's really when things started to take off and the piece started really to come together.